T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is one of the priorities for the University of Memphis and many other high major colleges around the country. His name is Lester Quinones. He's a 4-star guard at IMG Academy, and he joins us now. Lester, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
What's up? I'm doing good.
Man, appreciate you. Listen, first off, for a couple of bozos, a couple of wannabe guys like us, man, what's that IMG experience like as a guy from New York City? What's it like down there?
I mean, the weather's great. The facilities are great. It's just a great experience overall, being surrounded by other people with the same goal as you. So all around, it's just super athletes just trying to reach their dreams like everybody else. So it's just a great environment, great atmosphere.
Now, you know one of our guys. You're in the gym with Trey Draper. They've got a great coaching staff down there, right? Tell us about it.
Yeah. He coaches the other high school team. So if I want to just get in the gym, get extra shots up, I just call him. He opens the gym, and we work out whenever. So it's just great having him down here. He's cool, and it's great. I like it.
He said you're a rat, that you're a gym. I mean that gym rat. I mean that in the best way possible. You know that you're always in the gym. Is that the thing? Is there a number of shots you're putting up every day for a sharpshooter like you? What's the regimen?
Yeah, it's just being consistent with it. So trying to get in the gym as many times as I can after practice, after individual skills and stuff. Just trying to master the shots that I take in game and stuff like that. So just really polishing on my game to get ready for the next level.
Yes, sir.
For our listeners, Lester, you have a top 7. Who's on that list?
LSU, Maryland, Georgia, Ohio State, Memphis, Michigan, and
Indiana.
One more. Yeah.
Indiana. Gotcha.
Indiana, yeah.
Yeah, Indiana. So at this point, you're working your way down the list. Where have you visited so far?
I visited LSU on an official when they had played Alabama in football, and then Maryland the weekend they played Seton Hall, and I'll probably schedule Memphis in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so you do want to get to Memphis on an official visit, though?
Yeah.
What do you like about Memphis when you think about their program and their staff? What's the attraction there?
Well, I'm just trying to just start a foundation, just building up from coming new coaching staff coming in. With Coach Miller, Coach Hardaway, just their experience as far as just being players who are coaching. So just what they're trying to build, Landon James, being the number one guy in the country, that's also big there. So they're just trying to start a legacy right now. So just might want to be a part of it.
I know you can do it all, but you're certainly known for your shooting. How attractive is it to have a coach like Mike Miller, who, you know, one of the all-time great shooters in NBA history, you know, on the other end of the phone?
Yeah, it's great. Having him being the great sharpshooter that he was, he could probably help me, give me tips, and help my little flaws in my jump shot to just get it down to the level that he was, hopefully, one day.
Lester, how much do you hear from other guys, whether it's, you know, Trenton Watford, who you guys have got some of the same schools, whether it's a Wiseman who's already at Memphis and I know wants you, whether it's an Anthony Edwards at Georgia, how much are those guys, not just the coaches, but those kind of guys pulling on you?
It's a lot. It's been a lot. Just since I'm one of the only guys not committed, it's just almost every day guys just come with me, calling me, everything like that, just trying to get me to go with them. So
no doubt.
It's been cool, but it's going to help, kind of, to get to know those guys.
Does it get overwhelming? That's where I kind of wanted to go, especially where a guy like you is as coveted as you are. Like you said, it's not just coaches. It's everybody trying to pull on you as one of the uncommitted guys. Does it ever get tiring? Do you ever have to turn the phone off, man, just being real?
Sometimes, but call up a couple people. They just tell me enjoy the process, enjoy the recruitment. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So just try to get the best out of it.
Is James Wiseman one of those guys who's hitting you up every day?
Oh yeah, that's my guy.
What do you think about his game, man? Like, obviously he's the first number one player to commit to Memphis in the history of, you know, any kind of recruiting rankings. What's his game like? How excited should Memphis fans be for him?
I mean, they got themselves a dog. He's just he hustles everything. He's very big and dominant in the paint. So I just feel like me and him just being in a ball screen or just playing together out of a high low, like feeding it in and just moving and stuff. I feel like that could be very dominant at that level. So
Lesser,
he's a great guy. He should be excited.
Everybody talks about your shooting. What else will you bring? Because we know there's way more to your game other than just mm-hmm. shooting.
Oh, I mean, I take pride in defense. So uh-huh. defending the best other teams is another thing I take pride in, and as well as my passing. So if my shot's not going in that night, I could contribute rebounding, passing, everything else, on the little things on the floor. So I feel like I'm a very strong two-way player.
No doubt. And I've heard in just, you know, pretty much a short time, half a year, 6 months or so, you've added to the vertical. You've lowered the body fat even 7%. Like, apparently mm-hmm. you're transforming yourself down there physically.
Yeah, yeah. The strength trainer, UJ, he's been doing great. It's just having fun with him in the weight room, just getting everything done, just enjoying myself with it. So it's been a great process.
We are, of course, talking to Lesser Quiñones, four-star guard right down there at IMG Academy, considering the University of Memphis. So you said you wanted to get an official visit scheduled to the University of Memphis. Do you know if there's anywhere else you want to get to at this point, or is that kind of just right now what's on your radar?
It's right now between Memphis and Michigan, which official I'm going to take next.
Do you just have one left?
No, I have three left, okay. And I'm going to decide the third one.
I got you. Okay. When you are sitting down and you're thinking about where you want to go, obviously a lot of factors come into it for a lot of different kids. What is most important to you when it's time to make that decision?
Just having a great relationship with the head coach of the program, making sure he can trust me, because assistants can recruit me all they want, but they're not the ones helping me in the game and the ones telling me what to do and stuff like that. So I just feel like having a great relationship with the head coach. Mm-hmm. And that's just going to be major in it. As far as just, say I make a mistake, he's not just subbing me out real quick. He just trusts me to bounce back and stuff like that. So just having a great, great relationship with my head coach.
So how's your relationship with Penny, Lester?
We're working on building it right now. He's been calling me, texting me a lot lately. I think he's going to come down in the next week or so with Coach Miller. So we've just been building our relationship. It's been getting great.
Are you, you know, because when he got the job, there was so much fanfare about him, right? Now you're a younger kid, obviously, so you may or may not remember watching him play. But when he calls you and when his name comes across your phone, like, are you starstruck at all, or is it a different vibe because he's trying to recruit you?
At the same time, yeah, he was just dominant in the league, yeah. With him calling me, probably my dad would probably feel that way.
Right.
He grew up in that era and stuff like that. So if he would call my dad, maybe my dad would be a little psyched and stuff like that. But I just keep it like he's recruiting me and stuff like that. So it's cool.
Important question, Lester. It's the last one. You ever owned a pair of foams?
Yeah.
What kind of foams were they? Do you remember?
I used to wear the pink ones, the gold ones. I used to have them all as a kid and stuff like that. My little brother wears them a lot, too. So,
why do you think he's lasted like that, his brand? That's his signature shoe. Why do you think it's gone on so long as it has?
I just feel like they're probably just comfortable and a little flashy. So I feel like a lot of people just like the style of it.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, Lester, man,
we
know you're real busy.
Thank you for this, brother.
We appreciate the time, man. Appreciate it.
Great stuff.
For sure.
Yep, he is Lester Quiñones, four-star guard out of IMG Academy. You watch his film. He does it all, really. Can bring the ball up the court. Big kid, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific shooter. And he's exactly the kind of guard that this team needs next season.
He brings that size, like you talked about, and physically and had heard the word, you know, how he's down there transforming his body, has cut down the body fat. You're talking about 6'5". Probably going to get in here, maybe a buck 90, get around 200 pounds, probably all muscle. And, yeah, you know, particularly with the roster makeup, we know that they're going to have next season, particularly in that backcourt. He gives you some size along with Antoine Jones that you could desperately use, no question. And, of course, the sharpshooting, this team needs it.
Yeah, so it sounds like, did he say he's deciding between the visit, if he's going to take a visit to Memphis or Michigan, or did he mean he's going to go to both?
Sounds like he was going to go to both and you talked about what was on, you asked him what was on his radar. It sounds like he's trying to nail down visits with both.
Gotcha, yeah. So Memphis and Michigan, he's still trying to get to before he makes his decision. But it was interesting to hear his what's important to him, which is the relationship with the head coach.
HC, man.
And you know that's
a theme with kid. It's a theme with elite level kids, and it always is and always has been. You know, it's one thing to have that relationship with the assistant coaching staff and who does most of the work, obviously, and you bring your head coach in to close usually in most situations. But those elite level kids, man, they want to hear it from the head coach. They want to have that great relationship with the head coach. And you figure Penny Hardaway knows that because he's been through this before. The big news is the visit, because we know if Penny can get you on campus, he's got a shot at you. That's the way you feel so far. So thought that was big. If you get an official from Lester Quinones, you're in a good spot.
Yep. So he's trying to get that scheduled in a couple of weeks. And it would be big. It'd be a monster commitment for the University of Memphis, because he would really feel a need. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.